And here we are. This is Thursday evening and at 7 o'clock, 7 p.m., so therefore it must be the Judith Conrad program. I am so excited to be here with you. I'm, as usual, the whole day is dedicated to whatever wants to come through for all of you out there. And it, the wonderful thing is that I never know how many people are out there. It's kind of like Twitter, it's like Facebook, you know, you put the information out, you never know who's reading it or hearing the program unless you post something or else you, unless you call in. So let me give you a little bit of background of where I'm coming from, which is I always use myself as an example. I always know, therefore, who I can be of service to. I'm getting some real clarity here because of what is happening. You know, we have heard about the 2012. And I've been talking a lot about that on the program. 2012, the breakdown and all of that stuff. Well, we don't have to wait to 2012 for the shift and everything that's going to happen because we are in it right now. If you have noticed that whatever you had considered your destiny, your legend, is no longer right there. Well, that is exactly where I am, and I always like to use myself as an example. I thought, well, first of all, I thought I was going to be living in Mount Shasta forever. It is my passion place. It has the mountain. It has the most beautiful nature in the, almost in the world. And then all of a sudden, Spirit went, you know, after I had said, okay, Spirit, show me where my light is needed. And therefore, at the end of September, I and packed with my husband, and we moved up here to Eugene, Oregon. Well, I'm at the same place again. Show me where my light is needed. And I know I'm not moving anyplace. I'm pretty clear about that. However, what I'm experiencing is the death of an old identity. It's a metamorphosis. Because I know that I'm one of the people that have always been a bridge person, bridging from the old to the new. I'm experiencing the breakdown. I'm experiencing the lack of identity. I'm experiencing the lack of people coming to me for readings as they normally would have done. And because of the economy, what I'm noticing with myself, first of all, and with other people around me, my very good friends with whom I'm in deep communication, that a lot of issues are coming up that normally would have been left under the rug. They've, people, myself included, I never exclude myself, that when life is going, flowing, we're going with a flow, and we have clients, and we're doing all of our stuff, and we really don't take time to stop and see what's going on, or to stop and smell the roses. Well, what is coming up for many of the people is lack and neediness, worthiness, and most of all, that I'm experiencing is the loss of identity. I thought for sure, as I said, live in Mount Shasta forever, do tarot readings, intuitive coaching, channeling, all of this that I have done before. That was my, this is what I've studied for, how I've trained myself. And I've switched it over then into the coaching, which I have done. It is good. It is not what I'm really destined to do, I don't think. But what do I know? The economy, again, is pushing the buttons of everyone out there, myself included. What we are here to do is to find out our real truth, the nitty-gritty. Anyone who is emulating someone else and they're taking it on as their own, it is not their truth, it is not your truth, then you need to take a real good look at that, whether this is what Spirit had in mind for you. Now, if you have a ton of clients right now, that's perfect. Then you know that Spirit is really right on dishing you out what you are here to do. If that is not true, as in my case, then there's a deeper delving, a deeper spelunking, I love that word, spelunking into what is it that I can do, that I can be, that I can have as a higher consciousness in my own spirituality to be able to serve at a higher level. Because as always, I've just about always been the teacher of teachers. Those who are awakening in the spiritual realm, that is usually where I've helped them to move forward into their empowerment. And maybe I've lost that. Well, I'm not quite sure. I just know that I'm here to raise my frequency, my vibrational frequency, and to look at what Spirit wants me to do. I'm definitely clear that Spirit wants me to be here in Eugene. I have the most divine friends. I love them. Love them to pieces. So as I'm doing this, what I'm doing and what I recommend for other people is that they really become conscious of their body and the body awareness. This is the first awakening. The body starts to tell you, okay, your veins are clogged up. I had a message like that the other day. And so I said, okay, my veins are clogged up. Arteries are clogged up. So this means that I'm listening to the body and seeing what the body says. The body then next told me in this awareness to check in with my eyes. And so I was checking in with the eyes. What are the eyes? What are they seeing? Then I checked in with my teeth. I checked in, now how many people check in with your teeth? I don't know, but that's what I was doing. And they started this process of healing the roots around the teeth. Go figure, you know, how many people have thought about doing that. In this checking, going through, you know, medical intuitives do this. And I do that sometimes as a business intuitive or a medical intuitive. I go through the business and I intuitively check in with what are you seeing, what are you speaking, and all of that. It's like I'm going through the body and I'm checking in with the messages that are coming in and around your business, in and around your life. And I'm doing that for myself. I checked into my heart. My heart was in such pain because I was missing and there was a longing to go back to what I had done before. I love doing the readings. I love doing the short readings, long readings, long-term readings, you know, on a consistent basis. And there was a real pain and a real longing to go back to that. And yet Spirit is not providing that direction. That, in other words, the portal is not opening in that direction. And I'm speaking like this because I know there are many people, and hello over in Scotland, and hello over in down in Buenos Aires. I know I have friends who are listening to the program, and you're following what I'm talking about because you're part of my networking group. Looking at what the body has to say. And whether there's pain in the joints, pain in the back, if you'll get Louise Hay's book, I mean, that will tell you everything that's going on with the wrists, with the fingers. However, I think, just like dreams, the dreams tell you so much. Dreaming about, I think my dream last night, I was sitting in a subway, and I'm sitting beside someone, and that's when the dream kind of dissipated. I don't know who the person was. However, a subway is an underground subconscious movement, and there's someone sitting beside me. That is quite a message right there. So only if you only get one piece of the dream, and I love to help people do dream time. That's another one of the things that I absolutely love to do. As you see, I've been a spiritual teacher, an intuitive teacher. How to open up to your spirituality, how to open up to the intuition, whether you're using it in business, whether you're using it in life. That's what my purpose is here. And however Spirit is intending for me to use that. Now, some of you out there listening, I love it when you call in and say, I think Judith, I really get this is what's going on. Okay, you've got the physical body. You're checking it out from the top of your head to the tip of your toes, all the way through. And everything in between. What's going on in the stomach? If you eat certain foods and all of a sudden they start churning in there and they start rebelling against the stomach and what's going on. Well, I mentioned that we went to a doctor, and my husband and I. And the whole purpose in that was just to see, he delves into the blood and takes extensive blood tests. And as we were there, one of the things that came up was to change from eating meat and eating dairy. Well, my whole diet has always been focused around meat and dairy and sour cream and butter. I mean, how much butter can I put on? Everything. Looking at that, I said, okay, because we've just come through the equinox, the 21st and 22nd of July, where we are called to focus on the new and to not keep continuing on the old. So I said, okay, I'm willing to do that. So instead of butter, I'll use this good olive oil. Instead of using ranch dressing, I will use olive oil and balsamic vinegar. I'm willing to step into that to see how I feel in this whole process, because Spirit has definitely been giving me to stop doing what you're doing before and to let's move forward. As I'm looking and listening to your thoughts out there, because that's been my highest training, has been in the intuitive realm. In San Francisco on KEST, I used to listen to the people who were driving to work, and I would be talking, and I could hear their thoughts as they were reflecting, and I would pick them up as they would shoot messages back to me when I would say this or that, and I would just say it on the radio. And then when they got to work, they would call in and say, how did you know that? That was me saying that. So it's kind of like I knew my audience. Out here with you all, I do not know my audience out there. I don't know all of you. I know some of you because you've emailed me. And we have quite a good relationship. All right, we're doing the body. We're checking in with the body. You can become the medical intuitive check-in. What do your eyes say? What are they looking at? What is your throat say? What are you speaking? How is the speech coming through? Are you being heard? Tune into the ears. How are you hearing? I call this deep listening, deep questioning. Deep listening. You're listening to what the body is saying. You're listening to, and you're questioning. Okay, liver, what do you say? What's going on with you? Okay, thymus, what are you saying? See, I'm also looking at the glandular system. And of course, in the center of the brain cavity, we have the pineal gland. This is the master healer gland, the psychic gland, the intuitive gland that has connection to God, to source, to angels, you name it, ascended masters. And of course, from Mount Shasta, I've had extensive training and communication with the ascended masters in Mount Shasta. And living there for 6 years, of course, many of the major healers and teachers live there, and then they use that as a foundation for going out into the universe and going to other places to teach. It's a wonderful place. I thought, like I said, I thought that's where I was going to live forever. And Spirit had something else in mind. And so here we go. Going along with the body is to calm the body and quiet the mind. Now today, it was like raging. No, it's not like raging hormones, but it's pretty close to that. It's raging mental internal dialogue that would not be quieted. I had made plans to do certain things in and around a business card, in and around a brochure. Well, this coming up was definitely an indication that I was not to go forward. I wasn't ready to publish a business card. I wasn't ready to do anything such as that. I'm listening. As I'm saying this, is there anything that you have said, okay, I'm moving forward on this, and you've gotten the yes to go forward, and everything has fallen into place? I mean, the place you were going to meet, maybe you're going to lunch with three other people, and everyone was able to come, and the restaurant was ready for you, and the prices were right, and you just clicked with everyone, and you could help their business, and they could help your business. So you see, when everything falls in place like that, that's God saying, move forward, charge. When, let's say you get there and if two of the four people can't make it, the restaurant is booked up and you can't get in. That's a kind of an indication that, okay, let's take another look at this whole thing. Granted, you will meet with the two people. You'll have to wait a little bit. It's just like you're listening to the body, you're listening to the mind, and seeing what's going on. That internal dialogue, and many of my friends, I tell you, since I don't have a lot of clients, then I'm taking the time to focus on friends and what's going on with them. And they're running scared. The internal dialogue is running very strong. One of the things that they're coming up with is self-condemnation. What am I doing wrong? How can I change this? Well, actually, they're doing nothing wrong. The economy has given them the opportunity to go and do some deeper spelunking. And there's no more to be done. More. You can't redo your website one more time. You can't redo the brochure one more time. It is time to go in and say, okay, Spirit, what is it that wants to be transformed, transmuted? What wants to change in the deepest possible way? And like I said, I am listening. I am 100% committed to what wants to happen, and it is the unknown that Spirit is clearing me for. And this is not a hobby. This is, and by the way, I want to give credit. I printed out an article from Jack Alice, who's one of my dear friends from Wisconsin. He's written some great books. And he's getting ready to do another one. It's called The Shift, The Process of Ascension for Dummies. You'll love it. Jack Alice, A-L-L-I-S. And he sent me this email. I always like, when I'm taking people's material, what I do is, when people send me books, I read parts of it, and then I use it as a teaching lesson for whatever's up for me. So with this, we are looking at our personal growth and evolving our spirituality and the 100% commitment that we have to moving into being in our truth and being in our integrity. This is not a hobby. Put it as number one. Whether you're using spirituality or religion, whatever you're using, whoever your higher power is, it's very important that you dedicate a certain percentage of your day to this. Get out in nature. Excuse me. As a Scorpio, I need to get near water. So as part of listening to the body was saying, listen, you're stagnant. You're not moving. You're not getting the energy going. So I started taking water aerobics as the Scorpio with water in my, as a sign. This is pleasing the skin and my internal organs. It's really causing great joy. And there's great peace as I complete this. Because in the water, it makes the movements much more fluid. And there's a relaxation in that. There's a certain amount of breathing. So in this whole process, we're talking about the death of the old identity. The old identity could be the way you're doing your business today. To know that after Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the 21st, 20th, 21st, 22nd, and then this time period before and the time period after, there is major breakdown, like I said, the metamorphosis of changing the old identity. I think many of you have already started on that. You're very much aware that you must take some time for yourself to get out and go and to be in nature, to be near the water. If you're a Virgo, you need to be getting your fingers in the dirt. If you are an Aquarius, you need to be doing some deep breathing in this good air. And by the way, in Mount Shasta, Northern California, for those people who are in other countries, has the most pure water. For 6 years, I used to go take my jugs down there and get water from the headwaters, the water coming right out of the mountain, and put it on one of these machines so I had a hot and cold running water right out of the headwaters. And the air was so clear and pure, especially when you would drive up the mountain. No contamination. Therefore, getting down to the real truth, I know that there are places here in this area. I just haven't found them. I know that the air is pretty good. I'm not too bothered except a little bit of the allergies with some of the things. Different plants, different seeds up here that are floating around. Metamorphosis and the change. Okay, I have four cards for us. And after I get done with this, then I'm going to open the lines up to four readings. Okay, first card. This is your question. Whatever your question is the number 8 of the major arcana. To put yourself, place yourself in perfect balance. Balancing the masculine and feminine, balancing the above and the below. And what it's showing with this card is the Libra individual has a mask on. She is going within. And that means you are being asked to go within and to look at what is in the process of dying off and the new wanting to come in. It may not be as radical as I'm experiencing. Mine is so radical, I feel like a basket case sometimes. And as I talk about it, it makes it okay because sometimes I want to beat myself up because I'm going through all of this. I cannot and will not stop the process by stopping the emotions that I'm feeling, the loss, and it's actually a kind of a grieving of what was, because I was quite successful as a radio personality in the Bay Area and a coach, made lots of money. And now there's something new that wants to come in. So this card is saying, put your sword of truth down. What is my truth? And put your sword of truth down and take a stand for what it is that you're here creating. Because you're going to be given more information in the next 3 days. Oops, so I got a message there. Woohoo! And you out there are being given messages. And in the next 3 days, put your sword of truth down, take a stand, and say, okay, well, however you want for me, God, I'm ready. Show me the way. I'm ready in the next 3 days to know what it is. All right, I'm going to accept that. Second card, what you're opening to receive is the 6 of discs on the physical plane is success. Now, success, wonderful planets, 6 planets that are going to give you the clue. If I had nothing else to do with my life than to run my life with these 6 planets and the message I'm going to give you right now. In fact, I wrote a mini book about it. First one is Saturn. It's to take things step by step. In other words, wherever you're going, let's get a vision of what it is. Let's get the purpose. And then let the goals come out of that. Second planet is Jupiter. Jupiter says, let's look for opportunities. Because if the body's awake, the mind's awake, the spirit's awake, the skin's awake, everything's wide awake. And whatever messages come, opportunities that are coming, you're going to hear them. Going back to that lunch. Meeting with 3 or 4 other people. Let's say you've given your information out to somebody. They pick it up and they refer you on to a company that is going to hire you for 2 years. That's a prediction. You showed up, you're paying attention, you told your truth, and you're letting go of the consequences. You're in your truth. So there you are with Jupiter. Expansion, letting it go out to the universe. Third planet is Venus. When you love what you're about, when you love every day as if it were the first and last day of your life, that's really a key. And especially when you turn it towards business and you love every person you come in contact with. They're always a possibility. The fourth planet is the moon. The moon says be authentic. If you're copying someone else's style, trying to be who someone else is, and that's why when I was using this material, I said I must give credit. I didn't write this material. I could have, because Jack and I are kind of like brother and sister. I think we've spent quite a few lifetimes together. We're just dear, dear friends. So if you get a chance to go on his website, I would recommend that. Be authentic in who you are and give others credit for when they've given you assistance. The fifth planet is Mercury. Mercury says communicate, communicate, communicate. If you are withholding information from others, that's not going to work very hard. And Pam, just one second. I want to take you. I want to finish up with this card. The sixth planet is Mars. Put your energy into whatever you're going to be doing. Stay focused. Do not stop and do not start. Just keep the flow moving, moving, moving. Okay, Pam, let's bring you on in. Hello, Pam.
Hello?
Hi, Pam. Pam from Illinois. What part of Illinois are you calling from?
Rockford.
Rockford, okay. And you've been listening to the program?
Yes, ma'am.
And how can I? And how did that resonate with you?
Every single thing that you're going through, I feel that I'm going through. I've just, my world just got turned upside down. I fought it all the way, relocating.
Yeah.
From another state, and I'm here, and I'm like, okay, now what?
Yeah. Yeah, now what? Yeah.
Now what?
That's, you and I have the, are we twins or what?
Everything resonated with me with what you were saying. It was like you were talking about my life.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Well, my purpose, I believe, is I tap into, I'm like a thermometer for the universal consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And Pam, I just want to let you know that you're not the only one that's going through this. Many people who say they're happy and they're doing certain things, they're really not being in their truth. Because
mm-hmm.
it's hitting. Go ahead.
I can't say I'm happy. I'm just here.
Yeah, you're just here. I have a card for you.
Okay.
And it's the Four of Wands. That's spiritual completion. What I'm recommending that you do some. Do you meditate?
Occasionally, I used to a lot, but not as much as I should.
We're going to let go of the shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Right.
What kind of meditation did you do before?
I would just go in within myself with music.
Very good. You know, Pam, you can't not do this. This is so important. This is the card of completion.
Mm-hmm.
You're coming full circle, and you're coming back to your meditation. And I want you to keep a journal book right there with you. And this is Venus in Aries, because you're about to start and embark into something brand new. Venus is something that you're loving the completion of what had been. Is that okay with you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, Pam, I want you to love yourself in this whole process.
Okay.
It's so important because even myself, and I have a ton of trainings with some of the best. I mean, you name somebody, I probably studied with them. And I know how to do this. There was no way I could get up and out of this pain that was there, and it was just vicious. And the most I could do was to tame it. And I even thought maybe I was being attacked by another alien or whatever. I cleared that, and it was still there. And I just kept working on it all day long. So the meditation, I had to go to the meditation. And I went to my cards, and the cards were all challenge cards because I have a lot to clear right now.
Yeah.
And so do you. And so if you go into your meditation, and Aries is about a new pathway. So, Pam, if you can look at a new pathway, whatever it is, you don't know what it is.
No, I don't.
Yeah. If we did, we'd probably be, jumping on the bandwagon and we'd be
I'd
going.
I'd be ready to go.
Yeah, yeah. You and I are ready to go. What sign are you?
Capricorn.
You're Capricorn.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have a very good sense of what is, of the foundation and putting down ground rules and putting down the foundation and money. You probably know pretty much how to operate with your money, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so what is you're in the spiritual realm, you're just kind of, I don't know, do you know the rest of your chart by any chance? What's your rising sign? What is your?
I think I'm almost all Capricorn, January 1st.
Wow, so it's all the way through. So
yeah.
That means that triple Cap, if that is true, triple Capricorn.
I have five signs of Capricorn.
Whoa! So you're definitely involved in helping people with money, helping people with foundation. You would make an excellent coach. A lot of Capricorns I know are in the coaching field. You're here to help people and serve them. You're very artistic in the way that you do that.
Yeah.
You've got a fire and a passion inside, and you're good with people. You're very good with people. Now, what I've been doing today, as much as I could, I've been writing out my resume of what I thought I was to do. What would be your title if you gave it to me here right now? Because you're helping other people out there, you know.
Oh. If I were to title myself, I'm a stray magnet.
You're a stray magnet.
A stray magnet.
Very good. Hang on to that. That's great.
Okay.
So what does that mean to you, a stray magnet?
It seems like every person or thing that is in need of a family or someone to take care of them, they find their way to me.
So, very good.
And, you know, I hate to say this, but both of my children, because I don't want it to sound like I don't love my kids, but they were accidental adoptions. Animals, just people.
So you're a magnet.
Like everyone comes to me for help, and I can't even help myself.
Hey, well, and thank you for that observation, because at this moment you can't, because you've been away from the meditation, and your grounding has gotten a little shaky underneath the foundation of your building.
Definitely.
Yeah, with the meditation, when you get back to that and you're writing and journaling everything that comes in, especially if you do it early in the morning, you'll pick up a lot of the dreamtime meditation messages.
Okay.
Being a magnet for others is a fabulous occupation.
It's hard.
Well, it is hard because it's a huge responsibility. And you're here to give them tools. Capricorns are great teachers, and they're great with the helping people with their money and getting them lined up. What is your occupation right now?
I don't have one.
You don't have one, okay. And how old are you?
47. I was a beautician. And,
a beautician?
That involved, you know, a lot of counseling and stuff, and this is where how I met my daughter that I ended up raising, and then I got my son, and I became a stay-at-home mom. And then my dream was to be a psychic reader, a medium, you know, working that realm. And now I don't know anything anymore.
Have you been studying as a psychic reader and a medium?
On the internet, not studying like as classes per se, but just reading books, practicing.
Right. And are you interested in becoming that as a profession?
Before my life got turned upside down, that was my dream.
Okay.
That's what I wanted to do. That's all I was interested in doing.
Are you still interested?
Yeah. But now that, like I said, my life's been turned upside down, I don't know if I'm going to be able to.
Well, if you really want to, I want you to let that be the focus of your meditation.
Okay.
Because I was kind of upset with God. I was shaking my fist at God saying, okay, I'm a spiritual teacher. I teach, and this is actually what I do, I teach people how to become, you know, the psychic reader, the mediums. I teach people how to do all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, Spirit said, okay, I'm taking that all away from you. And Spirit did. And I had no clients. On my intuitive insights in the morning disappeared. That dried up. All my readings from this area and on the telephone dried up because there's something else that I'm supposed to do. And it's not going to be too far away from what I was doing. And the same, so I want you to come back to what you used to do, what your passion was, because it's in there. It's in there. Someplace it's in there. And you and I have a lot of the same things going on. I'm a spiritual teacher, and I was awaiting clients, and they're telling me that there's some kind of a shift that I must make. There's a change, and that's the next card, by the way, is the Two of Discs on the physical plane. We're making changes internally so that externally it can show up. And the first thing for you, Pam, and I'm saying that for me too, the first thing is the meditation.
Yeah.
And really to connect to Source. Okay. Whether Source is Saint Germain, whether it's Archangel Michael, whether it's
God
is mainly what I say. I say God most of the time.
Yeah.
And underneath God comes all of the rest of the, you know, the Ascended Masters or whoever, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene. And there's a thousand million, you know, I don't want to say people. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you understand what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. That fall under the category of God, and God is the one that's running the whole show.
Right.
So, yeah, I want to encourage you to continue with the psychic, being the psychic reader and the medium. It's just maybe there's another twist in there that you haven't quite come upon yet. I'd like to have you email me.
Okay.
At conrad3198@comcast.net.
Conrad, could you please repeat that?
Yeah, Conrad, 3198@comcast.net.
Okay.
So, Pam, you have helped me a lot.
You have me, too.
It's like when the teacher hears, you know, what a student sounds like anymore, because I haven't heard about that for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And you're hearing, as from the student's point of view, what the teacher, you know, sometimes teachers sit here and we hear, well, when the student's ready, the teacher will appear. Or what I'm saying is that when the teacher's ready, the student will appear. Whether, whoever is going to be taking you to the next step.
Yeah.
I just want to email you a little bit and we'll just see where you're going to go.
Okay.
Thank you. And I bless you so much.
Oh, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Pam. Okay. That leaves the lines open, and that took care of all of those four cards. Actually, I pulled those four cards before Pam from Illinois called. Sweet lady. Sweet, sweet. So we'll see what else wants to come up here. If there's anyone else out there in the line who's hankering to do a call. So you see, as I'm doing this, I'm so honest with where I'm at. I don't try to pretend that I've got 1,000 clients. I did have lots of clients at one time. And Spirit is moving through me to find a new focus. I don't think a new job, because I'm always going to be a spiritual teacher somehow. It came up the other day. It was interesting that this came up. I was looking at, so what if I were really to change careers? And I was going to do, you know, use all my skills that I really, really love to do. And any of you out there can do this also. And what I got was I was doing caretaking, spiritual caretaking. I was working with a person or persons. I let it be kind of generic. And I was assisting them in an exercise program. My background was a physical education major. So I was just imagining. This is Jean Houston's work. She does a lot of work in the imaginal realm. I was imagining that I was helping this person with their exercise program, therefore I was helping myself. And then I looked at, okay, I could, for this same person or someone else, I could do gourmet cooking. I could do that. That would be fun, because I listened to all the cooking shows, and I love to cook. Of course, now that I'm changing my focus of my meals from meat being and dairy, I'm going to be moving more into the vegetarian arena. We'll see how that goes, and I'll probably find vegetarian gourmet cooking for that. And then I looked at with the same person, I was going to be doing the intuitive work. I was going to be their spiritual teacher. So you see, it was almost like, and of course, this is me. I'm doing all of this for me. I'm becoming my teacher for the exercise. I'm becoming my teacher, my gourmet cook for the vegetarian or whatever healthy meals that could be created. And I'm becoming my intuitive spiritual teacher. And then I looked at food preservation because I love to can and I love to garden. And so then I was teaching the person how to garden and how to do food preservation and canning. I love it. And then I said, I'm teaching stuff, lots of stuff to this person. I'm teaching them Spanish if they want. I'm teaching them German. I'm teaching them English. I'm teaching them spirituality, but gems, about crystals. And then I was looking at teaching them, if they wanted to, I can teach them how to do the media. I could teach them how to take tours, and I just visualized that this person wanted to go and visit and attend all of the workshops of all the teachers I've ever had. They wanted to go and study with Jean Houston, and they needed someone to go with them. And so they wanted to pay me to go with them. You see, I'm allowing myself in this whole process to be paid to do all of this. Why? Because I'm teaching myself, I'm teaching them. And I'm teaching them the health benefits of whatever. I'm just teaching them and being their companion and guide as I'm taking them through their life. It became much more than just the spiritual work. It became the spiritual. It became the mental. You know, getting the mental stuff to let them know that sometimes the mental just rages. The internal dialogue is so strong that what can you do? And that emotionally sometimes you've been throttled down. You haven't been allowed to cry. And that's pretty much the way I experienced it in the Midwest. If you cried, you got another swat. And then you really, we're told, then you really all have something to cry about. Yeah, Minnesota, there you go. Therefore, I'm letting myself have the emotions now. I'm allowing the emotions to be there, and I'm just kind of backing off on a whole lot of work of networking things that I used to go to, social things, because I need to be here and allow myself to have this time to integrate all of this material. I saw that this same person wanted to pay me tons of money, wanted to take care of all my personal needs. And they, in fact, at the end, they even wanted me to live in a beautiful place in the back of their home and then take her traveling. It was divine. What, you know, see, I want us to do this creative visualization. In this whole visualization that I had, there was such emotion and so much joy in this. And I just thought, oh, wouldn't this be divine? And I didn't try to negate it. The next day what I did is I tried to make it a little more generic that this was related to me teaching me. However, then I just kept putting it out to myself. This could possibly happen, that someone would want such a teacher as myself, who studied for 25 years, studied with Jean Houston and all of the most powerful teachers, interviewed them on my radio and TV program. So it's all of this is possible. And I can see as I'm talking here now that all of this is a possibility. We're being asked to do our natural gifts and talents. If your natural gifts and talents are in the realm of psychology, go for that. If they are in the realm of healthcare, go for that. If they are in the realm of childcare, go for that. If your natural gift, yeah, look at the word guilt that came in there. A lot of people are guilty because that's what they really want to do. If your natural gift and talent is in the intuitive realm, I call it the intuitive, but it's also the psychic realm. Some people are given such gifts. At one time in San Francisco, I interviewed Mary Green Swig. Loved her. She loved to shop. She became an importer. And her shopping was the key to what she would import. And she would go to Afghanistan. That was before all this stuff was going on. And she would sit with the women in the little cafes, and she would watch them as they would knit their little socks. And so she bought all the socks that they could knit, and she brought them to a store that she started in San Francisco. And then she went to China, and she discovered that they had the most, of course, she knew that they had the most beautiful silk. And many of the hikers, when they're climbing to high heights, they need to have warm clothing, and so silk is such a good insulator. So she imported that. She used her passion, what she really, really loved to do, her gifts and her talents. I used to say I don't like to research. Actually, I do. It's my kind of research. I will look at what messages have been sent to me, like from Jack Alice, and from whoever, from the Daily Om. And I will print those out, and I will work with them, and then I will prepare and glean a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and a little bit of whatever. And I'll pull it together for my TV program on Monday night in the Eugene area, and the radio program on Thursday night. So that's part of my resume, of some of the things I love to do. And wherever spirit, whatever spirit has in mind for me, I'm allowing the breakdown. I'm allowing the metamorphosis, the death of the old identity, who I thought I was as a radio personality, TV personality. I do it as a hobby now. I don't do it to make money. I do it to be of service to others. So I asked God, I said, okay, now how do you intend to bring money to me? You can't live without money. And I'm waiting for that answer too. And also how Spirit wants me to be the spiritual teacher, the intuitive teacher. Interesting, huh? Such a time that we came to be in. If you think that 2012 is when everything's going to come happening, it's already happening. It started, and I said way back in 2008, beginning in January, I already started saying that, we're starting the whole process. And we're in the countdown, and people are starting to get this change. And as I've observed from January 2008 to now, July 2009, year and a half, I am noticing so many people are in this process of not knowing who they are, what they're about, and yet all they can do is, like Capricorn, come back to the foundation. This is who I am, and this is what I think I do, and these are my gifts, these are my talents. In fact, that's a good thing to do. In fact, I think I shall do that later on this evening, is I'm going to write down all my gifts and talents. And by the way, please brag a little bit. Brag. Brag about, if you're good at doing the psychic, if you're good at doing the money, working with money, if you're good with working with kids, if you're good with any of this, write it down. If you're good at caretaking, if you're good at anything, you know, some of the titles are changing. I loved when Pam said she's a stray magnet. She attracts strays because they need someone solid like a Capricorn, someone who can give them a strong upbringing and a foundation. How many people could do that? So you're going to write down your gifts and talents, and I want you to exaggerate and brag. Gifts and talents. I don't know their skills, how that applies. I don't know. Gifts and talents are something I think you're born with, you have an affinity with. If you studied it, you would step right into it and do really well. Well, when I started the intuitive, I mean, I just took to that like a duck in water. I couldn't stop. In fact, I looked at myself and I said, what are you doing? studying this, and it was, you know, 1984. That, again, that's not something that people were really jumping up and down at for that as a career choice. Someplace in my psyche, in my destination, that was part of where I was to go. And now I'm at another crossroad, and I'm looking at my destiny again and my gifts and talents. And I'm looking at how I transferred those gifts and talents from high school teaching to the intuitive. And now I'm looking at how I'm going to transfer those two sets of skills into something new. I am available. In the meantime, it's kind of difficult to let go of an old identity. I want to hang on, and I cannot. Got time for one more call, a real quick call. If anyone's out there wants to give me a quick call, the numbers are listed. Appreciate that Pam called in. And anyone who wants to connect with me at Comcast, if that's the company actually, it's Conrad, C-O-N-R-A-D, Conrad 3198 at Comcast.net. My website is MountShastaMagic.com. And you can go and check out all of the classes I offer, whether they're online, they're on the telephone, on Skype, on in person, whatever. I have a feeling that whole website's going to get redone. MountShastaMagic.com. Actually, I have about five websites. IntuitiveEntrepreneur.com, ACoachForAllReasons.com, EugeneIntuitive.com. They're all listed there. And there probably will be another one coming in. With GoDaddy, it's so inexpensive to have a domain. In when you're doing this list, gifts and talents and bragging about it, and then all of your skills. Your skills would be, I don't know, like typing and foreign. I guess I would put foreign languages in here. Organizing would be a skill. I love to organize. I like to help people pull it all together with an organizer. You know, to find out what their vision is, what their goals are, how to help them schedule. I use that as a means of taking people from, if they have an idea of something they want to do. That's a skill. And then in the third column would be everything you don't want to do. No way do you want to do that. I call that No Way Jose. Things that you do not want to do, like with Pam. She may not want to be a beautician ever again. Or maybe she does. That's going to be part of her skill set. And, of course, as a beautician, they are some of the greatest advisors that I've ever been around. They're touching you. They know, just like a massage therapist. They're touching your body, and everything is revealed through that touching. Here's something else for you, Pam. You might want to consider doing Reiki. You're given permission to touch with that. Anyway, all kinds of possibilities out here for us. There's room for everyone and because there are no careers anymore. A lot of people are shifting and changing. What they thought was going to be their job forever is not going to happen. And those people listening and say, oh, I'll never lose this job. This is what I started the company. Well, a lot of companies are going out of business, and they're being asked to shift their direction. And like one instance, I looked at this one company. I said, you know, if you'll change your focus, you're going to stay in business. If you don't, you're going to go out of business. And they changed the focus, and they are now in business, and they're doing better than ever. Better than ever because they changed the real purpose that they're here to work with people. Had they continued, I doubt if they'd been in business anymore because it was more about just making money. And they're making twice as much money now as they were before, even in the economy. So the economy, that doesn't always mean that, you know, you're going to, you know, whatever. So you're going to reach higher. You're going to go past your ego. You're going to relax your body, check in with your body, see what's going on with the body, do some breathing, do some journaling, do some meditating, relax. The economy is just a way of pushing the button so it's getting you moving and in the right direction. So I'll be back next Thursday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Daylight Time, and I thank all of you who've been listening to me, and I love you. And I'm looking forward to your email messages. I want to remind each and every one of you out there that who you are makes a difference.